Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence among us. What a delight it is to look out and see so many faces. And I know that some of you are here also to celebrate Father's Day. A couple of things. In 2 weeks, on Sunday, July 3rd, we're going to have a church picnic. There are postcards in your mailboxes, so please check your mailboxes after worship this morning. Last week, unfortunately, there was a blip in the bulletin, and we forgot to mention that Paul Conrad had his 92nd birthday on Wednesday, June 15th. And since he is the oldest member of our congregation, I thought maybe we could sing happy birthday to him. Judy, will you give us a note? Like I said, today is Father's Day, and we want to wish all of the fathers and grandfathers and uncles and surrogate dads and everyone who is a dad or father figure in some way a happy Father's Day. And we also want to acknowledge that for many, this day is a hard day and a painful day for one reason or another. So if your heart is hurting and you are struggling today, please know that you are being held in my thoughts and my prayers. Today is the third Sunday of the month, so we will be taking up our basket offering, and that will be going toward crisis ministry. The Agape Women's Group is meeting tomorrow night at Cagney's for dinner at 6:30. This week, in fact, leaving after church about 1 o'clock today, I am taking 5 of our confirmands to Camp Agape for camp formation this week. And we're going to hand out prayer cards a little bit later, but we hope that you will hold us in prayer. We are confident it's going to be a really wonderful week. Also for Father's Day, the Fellowship Committee has a gift for all of the dads. So if you will make sure on your way out of worship this morning, you get a gift from the Fellowship Committee. I think Calvin's going to be helping hand those out, so make sure you see Calvin. We have several birthdays this week: Mandy Fritz, Frank Hamilton, Eddie Heitman, Carol Varner, Herb Lohr, Waylon Heilman, Weston Heilman, and Raya Parsons. We also have a few anniversaries: Jim and Jan Watkins, Matthew and Monica Parsons, and Clifton and Kim Payne. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We are delighted to have Anna Peterson, née Chapman, with us this morning. She will be offering music during the offertory along with Judy. Are you Anna? Hi, Anna. It's great to meet you. I've been told that we're doppelgangers. Yes. And finally, we have 3 prayer shawls this morning. This is a remarkable ministry that we have here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. Women in our Agape Circle both provide the yarn and knit and crochet these prayer shawls so that we can give them to loved ones in our community who are going through something or even celebrating something. So we have a prayer shawl for Addison Lee, who is getting ready to be born. She is the daughter of one of Jordan Kepley's co-workers, so we will offer that to her. And then Todd and Amy Kepley have some friends, Jen and Sam Young, who had to deliver their daughter Ellie several weeks early, and Ellie is in the NICU. So we have a prayer shell for Jen and Sam and for Ellie. So let us pray. God, we give you thanks for the gift of prayer, that we can come to you anytime, anywhere, and offer you the thoughts of our hearts and our minds, and that we don't even have to have words sometimes, that you hear the utterances of our spirit. We pray for Addison, for Jen, for Sam, and for Ellie. We ask that you would be with each of them and grant them all what they need, that you would remind them that you are present with them and with us always. And we ask that you bless these prayer shawls, that as each of them feels the weight of these prayer shawls upon their laps or their bodies or their shoulders, that they would also feel the weight of our love and prayers here at Holly Grove. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Please stand. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God whose steadfast love endures forever. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not followed your path, but have chosen our own way. Instead of putting others before ourselves, we long to take the best seats at the table. When met by those in need, we have too often passed by on the other side. Set us again on the path of life. Save us from ourselves, and free us to love our neighbors. Amen. Hear the good news. God does not deal with us according to our sin, but delights in granting us pardon and mercy. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You are free to love as God loves. Amen. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Stir up in your people the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading for today comes from Isaiah. I was already to be sought out by those who did not ask, to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, "Here I am, here I am," to a nation that did not call on my name. I held out my hands all day long to rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices, people who provoke me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens and offering incense on bricks, who sit inside tombs and spend the night in secret places, who eat swine's flesh with broth of abominable things in their vessel, who say, "Keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am too holy for you. There are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all day long. See, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but I will repay. I will indeed repay into their laps their iniquities and their ancestors' iniquities together, says the Lord, because they offered incense on the mountains and reviled me on the hills. I will measure into their laps full payment for their actions. Thus says the Lord, as the wine is found in the cluster, and they say, do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it. So I will do for my servants' sake and not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, inheritors of my mountain. My chosen shall inherit it, and my servants shall settle there. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is Psalm 22. But you, O Lord, be not far away.
O my help, listen to my aid.
Deliver me from the sword. Save me from the lion's mouth.
From the horns of wild bulls you have rescued me.
I will declare your name to my people.
In the midst of this assembly I will praise you.
You who fear the Lord, give praise. All you of Jacob's line, give glory.
Stand in awe of the Lord, all you offspring of Israel.
For the Lord does not despise nor abhor the poor in their poverty, neither is the Lord's face hidden from them.
But when they cry out, the Lord hears them.
From you comes my praise in the great assembly.
I will perform my vows in the sight of those who fear the Lord.
The poor shall eat and be satisfied. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord.
All the families of nations shall bow before God.
For dominion belongs to the Lord.
Who rules over the nations.
The second reading is from Galatians. Now before faith came, we were in prison and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore the law was our disciplinarian, until Christ came, so that we may be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to disciplinarian, for in Christ you are all children of God through faith. All who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek, there is no longer slave or free, there is no longer male or female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then they arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As Jesus stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and the country. Then the people came out to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all of the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with them. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I'd like to invite the children to come forward and meet me at the font, along with our confirmands. Can we all come to the font, the baptismal font? So it was not all that long ago that these five confirmands came to this font and were baptized. And when they were baptized, this congregation made promises to love and to care for them, to pray for them and support them in their faith journey. Middle school is a hard time in and of itself, but part of what confirmation does is it says, we recognize that you are growing in your body and your hearts and your minds, and you are getting to a place where you are able to begin to make your faith your own. The promises that your parents made at baptism are now promises that you can make for yourself. And so that's what we're doing in confirmation, and I'm absolutely delighted that we can take these five girls to Camp Formation this week. And I hope it's a week that is more wonderful than you can imagine. They've come up with a new word for how they're feeling about going to camp. It's nerve-sighted, right? They're nervous and excited. For all five of these girls, this is the first time that they will be away for nearly a week from their parents. But we're also really excited because it's going to be a really fun week. And hopefully we're going to grow deeper in our relationship with God and with one another. And we're going to make new friends at camp. And we're going to get to enjoy the wonderful creation at Camp Agape. And so we want to thank you for helping provide a way to send these five girls to camp. So with the endowment fund from Lauren Cecil, with the generosity of the Lutheran Men in Mission and the generosity of the Agape Women's Circle, we are sending all five girls to camp at no cost to their families. And I think that is a really beautiful and profound way of saying that we take seriously the promises we made to you in your baptism, and we believe that this is so important that we want to make a way for you to go. And so some of the women have made mini prayer shawls for us to take to camp. So if you would each like to pick one of those prayer shawls out, we're going to offer a prayer. Sorry, these are just for the girls going to camp. When you get a little bit older and get to go to camp, we're going to make some for you too. Absolutely, we're going to make some for you. And then in just a minute, I'm going to have you all help me hand out these little prayer cards. It has each girl's name on it. If you will take these home, put it in your Bible or with your devotion book or on your fridge, wherever you will see it every day. And please pray for each girl every day. This is also part of the promise you made to them in their baptism, that you will pray for them. And I want you to support them in that way this week. So will you all help me lay hands on these girls? One of the ways that we pray for people and bless them in the church is we lay hands on them. So we might need to each do two hands, one on each person. So maybe Raya, can you put a hand on Maddie and Rosala? And Conrad, can you do Gracie and McKenna or Isabel? Sawyer, will you help me lay hands on somebody over here? No? Will you lay a hand on Raya? That's okay, you don't have to. I'll lay a hand on Gracie over here. Actually, Gavin, will you come lay a hand on your sister? Aww. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks for all of these beautiful girls who are just as beautiful in their hearts and their spirits as they are on the outside. We pray that you would be with each of them, reminding them that you are with them wherever they go, and that you would be with each of them this week as we send them off to camp. We ask that you would grant them health and safety, that you would remind them to drink water even when they don't want to, so that they can stay hydrated. We pray for those who will be their counselors, that you would bless them with kindness and compassion for each of these girls who are nerve-sighted, nervous to be away from home, but also excited for a week of camp. We pray for each of them that you would help them to deepen their relationship with you and with each other and with all of the new friends that they will make at camp. Be with us in our fears and our anxieties, and help us to enjoy this week at camp, to have fun, to be silly, to go on adventures, and to enjoy the goodness of your creation. God, we ask that you would bless Isabel and McKenna, Gracie, Rosala, and Maddie, and that you would also be with their families this week, who will also be sad to have them be away. Go with us this day and always. In Jesus' name, amen. Can I divvy these out and you make sure everybody gets a few? Conrad, you want to go start at the back and hand some out? You too, Gavin. Can you start handing those out over by where your grandparents are? Can you take some to the back where your parents are? Will you take a couple to the front here and start passing out? Thank you for coming up. Hi, Maddie. While they're still passing these out, I'll say a brief word, and that is I have already been a little bit tearful myself this morning because I think I've told you all that being your pastor is an answer to so many prayers I had for so many years. And being able to take this first group of girls to camp and getting to be their pastor and spend this week with them and be with them on their confirmation journey means so very much to me. And I hope you all know that I love you very much. And whatever this week brings, I'm going to be there for you. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I've been excited about this Sunday for several weeks. One, we are leaving for camp today. This is the day that I have been working toward and planning for and spending hours and hours and hours of planning and preparation for. I'm so excited for what this week will hold, and I can't wait to tell you all of the stories and all of the experiences that we're going to have this week. The other reason I've been excited for this Sunday is we are going to start to spend some time in Galatians for the next few Sundays. And this passage that we read earlier from Galatians 3 is one of my favorite passages about baptism. I'm sure that some of you, if not most of you, have heard me talk about this particular passage at one time or another, and how it helps us to understand our baptism more fully and more deeply with the word picture being clothed with Christ. So I wonder if over the years you have ever traded out one season of clothing for another season's clothes in your dressers and closets. Certainly by now we've long put away our winter clothes and have all of the summer clothes moved forward. When I was cramming clothes into my suitcase this morning, I was thinking there's a reason we go to camp in the summer. The clothes are smaller and not as bulky. Can you imagine how much more luggage we would have to take if we had to take winter clothes and bulky coats and sweatshirts and pants? Not only do we have seasonal clothes, we also have clothes for certain occasions and circumstances, like exercise clothes or bathing suits when we go swimming, or we have certain clothes for sleeping, pajamas. And some of you, when you were growing up, did you have play clothes and school clothes and then Sunday clothes? You had certain clothes for certain things. Regardless of what we wear, whether it is seasonal or circumstantial, the one garment we never take off is our baptism. In the Large Catechism, Martin Luther said, "Let all Christians regard their baptism as a daily garment that they are to wear all the time." I love that, and I wonder if you have ever thought about baptism being a garment. Our life of faith is firmly and deeply rooted in the sacrament of baptism. The sacrament of baptism is a sign of our welcome into God's family. In our baptism, God names us and claims us as God's own beloved children. And not only do we become God's children in baptism, we become brothers and sisters to the entire church. And not just the church here at Holly Grove, but the church universal throughout time and space. Also in our baptism, God gives us the gift of forgiveness of our sins and eternal life. And we are filled with the Holy Spirit forever. In the Galatians passage today, Paul writes, "In Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ." So we have been clothed with Christ. The verb used here literally means to put on Christ, just like we put on clothing. So I imagine in our baptism, this little bitty baby, and I've dressed little bitty babies, you have to be really tender and careful. I can imagine God so tenderly and lovingly dressing us in Jesus at our baptism. But when God clothes us with Christ, it's way too big. It doesn't fit, at least not yet. We have to grow into Jesus. So imagine parents picking out a going home outfit for their newborn child in an adult size. If I had the opportunity to do multiple children's sermons today, I would have brought one of my coats from home and seen if Brandon and Samantha would have let me try to put it on Maddie to show us that even though she's little bitty, we put this big coat on, it looks ridiculous. It would be way too big, and she would be drowning in all of the fabric. It would take her years and years to grow into that coat. This is how it is with our baptism. It's pretty big for us when we're baptized, but daily as we live out our identity as God's children and as sisters and brothers to one another, we grow into our baptism. We grow into Jesus. Because when we put on Jesus at first at our baptism, his character is too big for us. So we have to spend our whole lives living out our baptism and growing into the likeness of Jesus. but it means living out our baptism every day. And some of you might say, every day? Wait a minute. Because we tend to think of baptism as a one-time event. However, baptism is so significant for our faith journey that it cannot be limited to the single ceremony that occurs during worship. Luther again wrote in the Large Catechism, a Christian life is nothing else than a daily baptism, begun once and continuing ever after. Because our baptism affects all of who we are and how we live, it isn't just a one-time event. It's a way of life. An example to illustrate how baptism is both a sacrament at the one-time event and a way of life is that of a wedding ceremony and a marriage. The marriage is the daily living out of the vows that were promised in the wedding ceremony. Baptism as a way of life is daily living out our identity as God's beloved children. Daily living out our identity as people marked by the cross of Christ and filled with the Holy Spirit. And daily, as we live out our baptism, we grow into a deeper relationship with God and with the family of God that we are adopted into. What begins at the font becomes a way of life. This is why we are called to return to our baptism daily, because in doing so, we are reminded that we are God's beloved children. And we are reminded of how we are called to live in the world that God so loves. We are called to spend our entire lives growing more fully into our identity as God's beloved children and allowing God to transform us into the likeness of Christ. But the truth is, we are forgetful creatures. Because we're tempted every day to forget who we truly are. Our hearts are prone to wander, and far too often we would rather be transformed by our culture and the ways of the world. We would rather be transformed into the likeness of celebrities and social media influencers instead of being transformed into the likeness of Christ. This is why we return to the font every single Sunday. It's why the font sits at the front of the sanctuary, so that it's front and center of our worship space and of our line of vision. It's why the service begins at the font as we confess our sins and ask God's forgiveness, because it's in these waters that we are forgiven by God. And as always, on the way to be fed and nourished by Jesus in the communion meal, you are invited to touch the water and make the sign of the cross over yourself. And remember the words of love and the grace that God gives you in your baptism. When we remember our baptism, we remember that we are God's beloved children. We remember that forever, we are loved by God. Forever, we are marked with the cross of Christ. And forever, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. There is nothing that we can do or say or not do or not say to cause God to love us any less or to undo our baptism. We are God's children forever. So let us remember and rejoice that in Christ Jesus, we are all children of God through faith. And all of us who were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. What begins at the font becomes a way of life. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
United in Christ and guided by the Spirit, we pray for the church, the creation, and all in need. Holy God, you hear the cries of those who seek you. Equip your church to reveal the continuous call of your outstretched hands and your promises of a home in you. God, in your mercy, you hear the cries of the earth. Restore places where land, air, and waterways have been harmed. Guide us to develop and implement sources of energy and food production that do not destroy the earth. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You hear the cries of those who marginalized or outcast. Guide us continually toward the end of oppression in all its forms, being true freedom and human flourishing to all your beloved children. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You hear the cries of those who suffer. Come to the aid of all who are homeless, hungry, and sick, especially Boyd, Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill, Mike, Latifa, Jana, Carrie, Joe, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and all those we now name on our lips or silently in our hearts. Bring peace to any experiencing mental illness that they can clearly recognize your loving presence. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You hear the cries of those who celebrate and those who grieve on this Father's Day. Nurture mutual love and tender care in all relationships. Comfort those for whom this day brings sadness or longing. God, in your mercy, we give thanks for the faithful departed whose lives are all you have done for them. At the last, unite us with them as we make this our home in you. God, in your mercy.
God of every time and place, in Jesus' name and filled with your Holy Spirit, we entrust these spoken prayers and those in our hearts into your holy keeping. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Let us pray. God of love, you called us beloved children and welcome us to your table. Receive our lives and the gifts we offer. Abide with us and send us in service to a suffering world. For the sake of your beloved child, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy God, you alone are holy. You alone are God. The universe declares your praise. Beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath, we praise you, O God. Generations bless your faithfulness. Through the water, by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into the future. We bless you, O God. We give you thanks for your dear Son at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, with us now. We thank you, O God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." We pray for the gift of your Spirit in our gathering, within this meal, among your people, throughout the world. Blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, through Jesus Christ, by your Spirit, in your church without end. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In Christ's presence, there is fullness of joy. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready.
Take away the sin.
Please stand. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of our Son, of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and give ourselves away to others as bread for the hungry. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let us say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.